This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus, and I want to talk to you for just a minute about what's going on in our nation. I just ministered Sunday, March the 22nd, 2020. You can find the message on our YouTube channel, and it's entitled The Word of the Lord to the Nations. And I haven't spoken anything like this since 2009, when the Lord gave me a visitation, took me into a vision, and I saw our economy spinning into the ground. And the word of the Lord came to me out of 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. And most of you, that's a familiar scripture. My people, which are called by my name. And the Lord visited me then, and I was in prayer in Pooler, Georgia. I was in Sister Angela Abraham's church. I was on my knees in prayer, and the word of the Lord, the voice of God spoke to me and said, this is the word of the Lord to the nations at this time. Well, I didn't know that very vision, God was putting in people's spirits for the time we're in right now, and I just done a video on this, so I'm not going to go back and recap it. Go watch the video on the economic tornado and what God spoke to us. But about an hour or so ago, I was in prayer, been up since probably 3:30, 4 o'clock this morning, seeking God after the way God spoke to us yesterday. I encourage you to go back and watch the video. I encourage you, we just posted a prophecy that came at the end of the video. It's only 2 or 3 minutes long. We just got that posted. But about an hour ago, the Lord spoke to me and said, you tell my people that whatever happens is with this coronavirus, how long it lasts, the damage it does, everything that's going on with it depends on their obedience, depends on what they do. So God is waiting for our obedience. God is waiting for us to humble ourselves, seek his face, to pray, to turn from our wicked ways. And he said, when they do that, he said, then will I hear from heaven and I will heal the land. So I'm not going to take a long time in this video. I'm just letting you know that the Lord has told me that what happens with this coronavirus, how long it lasts, how much more death and destruction and devastation it wreaks on our economy, and how much more our government has to do. Let me tell you something, children. We can get locked down in martial law. You can't go anywhere. And the Lord had spoken to me about martial law several years ago, and I'd put it out there. I put it out. I think I was in a revival in Savannah, Georgia back in 07 when God first told me about martial law. And then I know I've spoken it in LJ since 2015, and the Lord told me that our government can lock us down, and the first thing they can take away from us, they can take away all our civil rights and martial law, and one of the first things that'll go will be our religious freedoms. Now, they're not trying to stifle religious freedom now. They're just trying to keep people from getting together in large groups and be safe. There's a big difference between being persecuted for gathering together and worship than there is the government just saying, please don't gather together in large groups. And they can ask you and see if people comply, and then they can pass laws and demand it and that you stay apart. So let's have common sense. Let's go to prayer. Let's seek God, and let's do what God said, because in that prophecy at the end of that word yesterday, the Lord told us, he said, I'm calling you together for 30 days of intense prayer. Never had the Lord use that phrase with me before. He said, but I'm calling you together for 30 days of intense prayer, for there to be intensity and fervence in your prayer, to pray often as you can and as much as you can in the next 30 days. So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm encouraging the people that sit under my teaching, that believe the word that God's speaking to me. I'm calling you to prayer for 30 days, for you to pray with intensity, not just get in there and go through a form. So many people, they say they have a daily prayer life, but it's just a form. pray the same thing all the time, same tone, same. You could almost put a recorder down beside them and record them and turn it on the next day when they go to prayer. You'd hear the same thing. That's not what God's talking about. God's talking about crying out to Him. God's talking about petitioning. God's talking about bringing your supplication before Him and moving Him in prayer, supplication, and repentance for God to stop this thing. You're not going to stop this just by praying for God to stop this virus. You're going to stop this by repenting, by pleading, by crying out to God for Him to give you a spirit of obedience and do what the Lord is saying in 2 Chronicles 7:14. But I want to read this scripture to you because this is what the Lord spoke to us in that prophecy yesterday, and it's from Isaiah, the 26th chapter and the 20th verse. And it says, "Come, my people, enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed." Lord told us to come aside, to come into our innermost chambers and pray and seek His face for 30 days in intense prayer until this indignation be overpassed. God's talking to us. But the Lord said if we didn't hearken to His voice, if we didn't hearken to this chastisement, this is not judgment, this is not wrath. This is a chastening to get us back on track and get our lives back on track to seeking God, to get prayer back in our homes, prayer back in our churches, and a true spirit of worship in our homes that we can serve God in gladness. You don't serve God in the church, you serve God in your home. And most people don't have the Spirit of God in their homes where they can serve God. We need the Spirit of God restored back to our homes where we can serve Him in our homes. So this is God's word to us. This morning, God spoke this to me, and He said, "You tell my people, depending on what they do, is how long this virus will last and how long this calamity is going to keep hitting us financially. So we need to come together in one mind for one accord, seek God, and move God to turn things for our benefit and our behalf so we can be ready for this visitation." There's a visitation of the Holy Ghost that no generation's ever had. Paul ministered probably 35, 40 years, and there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 2, and along about verse 9 says, "Your eye hath not seen, your ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love Him or them that wait upon Him." So after 30-something years of ministry, Paul had great miracles. He had great crowds. He had the dead raised. He seen God's hand do many things. But after all those years of ministry, he said, "Your eye hath not seen, neither has your ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him and wait upon Him." And I'm telling you, there is a move of God that your eye hath not seen. There's a move of God your ear hath not heard. And there's a visitation of God's Spirit that's never entered into your heart. So don't tell yourself you know it. Don't tell yourself that you know what God's doing and you know what God's coming, bringing. Because I was reading an article a while ago where I've been talking about a new thing in God ever since 94. So for 2004, 2014, 26 years, I've been talking about a new move of God, and now it's here. And you can't tell me you know what it is, because I don't know what it is. All I know is God said no generation had ever had what He's bringing forth. So He's going to restore the church, put us back on the foundation that He did at the day of Pentecost, but we're going forward from there. I pray you hear the voice of God. I'm not praying for God to move this coronavirus. I'm praying to get my heart and my spirit right, that God can heal our land and get us ready for this visitation of the Holy Ghost. May God bless you. Let he that hath ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking to the churches.